Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. The Block is currently on our screens at 7:30 again tonight on Channel 9 and 9 Now if you want to catch up. And joining us now, one of the teams, Rachel and Ryan. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. But I haven't been, you know, working in minus 5 degrees trying to build a house. So I'm actually doing probably a lot better than you guys.
Nice and warm over there.
Oh, it's very warm.
Now, we did see last night that you guys got the last minute call up. Well, what was it like getting that phone call? Because you go through months and months of the audition process only to be told you're not on the block, and then to get a phone call saying pack your bags.
Oh, it was a crazy, crazy time. We're at the pub with a few of our friends and we got the call up and we had to drop everything and get down to Melbourne within 30 hours. It was an insane time.
We were actually lucky enough to chat to our Scotty Cam just as they did the block launch, and he was saying that because it was such last minute planning, you didn't have a plan for your kids. At one point, you actually had to fly home, Rachel, to kind of get them settled.
Yeah, so we've got a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 1-year-old. Our son actually turned 1 the day after we arrived. Yeah, so we're in the thick of it. We love a challenge, obviously. And because it all happened very quickly, like Ryan said, we only had 30 hours. So all the kids saw was mummy and daddy frantically trying to get themselves away. When we were gone, they were kind of left with a little bit of a feeling like, well, we don't know what's happening here. I just flew home and just reassured them. We actually told them mummy and daddy are building a castle because we got two little princesses. And it just kind of helped ease their minds that what we were doing was actually an unbelievable experience and opportunity.
I don't blame them for being suspicious. My dad said the same thing and he never came back. So you got to be careful when you're doing things like that. That's not true.
Now, I want to talk to you guys about Joel and Elle. Obviously, you didn't really get any dealings with them, and you're probably pretty stoked that they did leave the block, but rumours have been rife about whether or not they had legitimate reasons for leaving. What do you think in your opinion, or what's the vibe like on the building side?
Look, we have never met Joel and Elle. You are right. Rumours are rife.
Mm-hmm.
What I can tell you with 100% certainty is the block is insanely hard. This year especially, no one has ever done what we're doing before. We're working in minus 5 temperatures. We are doing, you know, almost double some of the houses that have been done on the block before in the same amount of time. And you know what? All the things that I know that Scotty and the block is upset about, the fact that they left in the middle of the night, we're so thankful that they left in the middle of the night. You know, I'm so glad they didn't give anyone the opportunity to talk them off the ledge. Like, if we do ever get the opportunity to meet them, we will thank them. They have set us up with an unbelievable team. They have gifted us the most amazing opportunity. You know, I have got nothing but gratitude for Joel and Elle.
No one's making jokes on set. Like, if someone gets things get a bit too hard, they're like, oh, don't pull a Joel and Elle.
Every day. Someone says something to us, we're like, we'll just Joel and Elle this.
Before I let you guys go, I'm currently in a battle to get the most amount of followers compared to Scotty Cam's dog, Frankie. If you could do me a favor and both follow my cat, Winston the Whiny, all one word, I'd appreciate it, Rachel or Ryan.
Done, that's fine. But I got to say, we might be Team Frankie on this one. But we'll
I swear to God. Thanks for the chat, guys. Make sure you're watching The Block tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9. Cheers, guys.
Thanks, guys. Bye.